Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in lesson 35, which I'm introducing today, we're going to be in the town and asking for information at the tourist information office. We'll be using lots of the vocabulary we learned previously when we were learning about the town, asking for directions, and asking what there is in a particular town. I promise this time we won't be singing. Okay, I hope you enjoy lesson 35 of Coffee Break Spanish.
As usual, we're going to begin this lesson by listening to the entire conversation. Now, this week's conversation was recorded on rather a windy day, so we've had to apply some filters to it. I hope you can still understand everything very clearly. On this first listening, see how much you can understand. Try to listen for important words, words that you can pick out of all the Spanish that you hear. You may want to listen particularly for numbers, or, since we're at the tourist information office, perhaps you'll recognise some places in the town, or days of the week when a particular thing may be open. Have a listen and see how you get on.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, buenos días. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Necesitamos alguna información sobre la ciudad.
Bueno, ¿ya tienen un mapa de la ciudad?
No tenemos un mapa.
Muy bien. Aquí tienen. Les enseño lo que hay de interés en el mapa de la ciudad.
Gracias.
Aquí está la oficina de turismo. La plaza mayor está al lado. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza.
Ah, sí. A mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía.
Muy bien. Pues, a unos 500 metros de la plaza mayor tiene el Museo del Mar. En el museo se pueden ver colecciones de caracolas, marinas, cosas típicas de la zona y mucho más. Es muy interesante.
¿Está abierto hoy?
Pues hoy es martes y está cerrado. Está abierto de miércoles a domingo.
Quizás vayamos mañana entonces. ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada?
Es gratuito. No hay que pagar.
Muy bien.
¿Qué se puede hacer por la noche?
Bueno, depende de lo que quieran ustedes.
¿Dónde están los mejores restaurantes?
Pues miren en el plano. Estamos aquí y aquí está el puerto. Si le gusta el pescado y el marisco, hay muchos restaurantes y muy buenos en esta zona.
¿Puede recomendar un restaurante en particular?
Bueno, todos los restaurantes son muy buenos.
¿Dónde podemos averiguar qué hay esta noche?
Les doy la guía de ocio que les enseñará todo lo que hay. ¿La quieren en inglés o en castellano?
No importa.
En castellano, así podemos practicar nuestro castellano.
Muy bien, aquí tiene.
Pues, muchas gracias.
A ustedes, que lo pasen bien aquí en la región.
Now, as in previous weeks, that was probably quite a challenge, listening to all of that conversation at once. As we've done in previous weeks, we're going to now split up this conversation and listen to the words and phrases and see what we can get out of it in terms of learning content. So let's take it right back to the beginning when we first said hello to the man who worked in the tourist information office in Santiago de la Ribera.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, buenos días. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Necesitamos alguna información sobre la ciudad.
So the conversation starts as you would expect any conversation of this kind to start. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles? How can I help you? Cara says, Necesitamos alguna información sobre la ciudad. Necesitamos comes from the verb necesitar. Necesitar means to need. When you hear an amos or hemos or imos ending, you should think it's part of the verb and it's related to the we form. So we need, necesitamos, we need alguna información, some information. Now, the next part of the sentence is sobre la ciudad. La ciudad is the town, as you know. Now, sobre literally means above, but it can also be used when talking about approximate things. So, sobre can be about the town, sobre la ciudad. Un libro sobre la historia de España. A book about the history of Spain. So sobre can mean above, but also means about. And it's also used when talking about times. For example, sobre las diez means about 10 o'clock. Let's listen to the next part of this conversation.
Bueno, ¿ya tienen un mapa de la ciudad?
No, no tenemos un mapa.
Muy bien, aquí tienen.
The man asks us, ¿ya tienen un mapa de la ciudad? Tienen, do you have, in the polite plural form, un mapa. Now, un mapa is a map. And to be honest, the normal word used for a map of a town is un plano, a plan. In fact, the maps that the man was referring to had both larger scale maps of the area and town plans on the same map. So maybe that's why he went for un mapa. Also remember that mapa is masculine, even though it ends in a. Un mapa. So he gave us the map when we said that we didn't have one. Cara said, no tenemos un mapa. He said, aquí tienen. Listen to what he goes on to say.
Les enseño lo que hay de interés en el mapa de la ciudad.
Gracias.
Now that's quite fast. Let's listen again.
Les enseño lo que hay de interés en el mapa de la ciudad.
What he actually said there was, les enseño lo que hay de interés en el mapa de la ciudad. Les enseño literally means I show to you. So I'll show you lo que hay, that which there is, lo que hay de interés. That which there is of interest. So I'll show you what there is of interest en el mapa, in the map. Or he could have said en el plano. Les enseño lo que hay de interés en el plano.
Aquí está la oficina de turismo. La plaza mayor está al lado. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza.
So he starts by giving us a point of reference. Aquí está la oficina de turismo. So here is the Oficina de Turismo, the Tourist Information Office. He then says that something is al lado de la Oficina de Turismo. Al lado de is beside. So let's listen again to see if we can work out what it is that's beside the Tourist Information Office, and indeed see if you can hear anything else about what the man says.
Aquí está la Oficina de Turismo. La Plaza Mayor está al lado. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza.
So, the place that's beside the Tourist Information Office is La Plaza Mayor, the main square. He then says something about mañana, tomorrow. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza. So, you could probably pick up a couple of words there. Mañana hay. Hay, spelt H-A-Y, I means there is. So there is something en la plaza mañana. There's something in the square tomorrow. Un mercadillo, it sounds quite like mercado. Mercado is of course a market. So un mercadillo is a small market. And it's a small market de artesanía. Artesanía is craft. So it's a craft market. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza. Let's listen to Cara's reaction.
Ah, sí, a mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía.
Cara's comment is actually quite a mouthful. She says, a mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía. So, a mi madre, literally, to my mother, le gusta mucho. Now, me gusta means I like. Le gusta means she likes or pleases her. If me gusta means pleases me, le gusta is pleases her. A mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía. When you use todo lo like that, it means everything to do with, everything about artesanía, craft. So, Cara's mom likes craft things. A mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía.
Muy bien, pues a unos 500 metros de la Plaza Mayor tiene el Museo del Mar.
The man goes on to tell us, a unos 500 metros, so about 500 meters, de la Plaza Mayor, from the Plaza Mayor, from the main square, tiene, you have, el Museo del Mar, literally the Museum of the Sea. A unos 500 metros, so at some 500 meters from the Plaza Mayor, you have, or there is, the Museum of the Sea. And he mentions some of the things that you might find in the Museum of the Sea.
En el museo se pueden ver colecciones de caracola, marina, cosas típicas de la zona y mucho más. Es muy interesante.
So, en el museo, in the museum, se pueden ver, can be seen, literally. So, in the museum, can be seen, colecciones de caracola. Caracola are large shells. Marina. In this case, he's talking about seascapes, paintings of the sea. Although marina is a word that could be linked to anything to do with the sea. And he goes on to say, cosas típicas de la zona. Typical things of the area. Y mucho más, and lots more. Es muy interesante. It's very interesting.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Now, Cara asks a question after this, and see if you can work out both the question and the answer.
¿Está abierto hoy?
Pues hoy es martes y está cerrado. Está abierto de miércoles a domingo.
Cara asks, ¿está abierto hoy? Abierto, we've covered before, it means open. Abierto, está abierto, is it open hoy? Today. And the answer, hoy es martes, today is Tuesday, y está cerrado, and it's closed. Está abierto de miércoles a domingo. It's open from Wednesday until Sunday. I suggest then that we go tomorrow. Quizás vayamos mañana. And then I go on to ask another question. Listen carefully to this part.
Quizás vayamos mañana entonces. ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada?
Es gratuito. No hay que pagar.
Muy bien.
So you should have picked up my question. ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada. Even if you didn't know what la entrada means, you could have worked out cuánto cuesta means how much does it cost. So la entrada is literally the entrance, the entry ticket in this case. ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada? How much is the entry ticket? How much is the entry ticket? In fact, no hay que pagar. You don't have to pay. Es gratuito. It's free. I then have another question for the man.
¿Qué se puede hacer por la noche?
Bueno, depende de lo que quieran ustedes.
I ask, ¿qué se puede hacer por la noche? What can you do at night or in the evenings? The man answers, depende de lo que quieran ustedes. It depends on what you want to do. So I ask a further question. Listen to my question.
¿Dónde están los mejores restaurantes?
¿Dónde están? Where are? Los mejores restaurantes. The best restaurants. Where are the best restaurants? The man gives us an explanation of where they are.
Pues miren en el plano. Estamos aquí y aquí está el puerto. Si le gusta el pescado y el marisco, hay muchos restaurantes y muy buenos en esta zona.
So he says, miren en el plano. Look at the map. Estamos aquí. We are here. Y aquí está el puerto. And here is the port, the harbor. Then he says, si le gusta el pescado y el marisco. So, if you like seafood, hay muchos restaurantes y muy buenos en esta zona. So, if he had just said, hay muchos restaurantes en esta zona, that would be, there are many restaurants en esta zona, in this zone, in this area. But he says, hay muchos restaurantes y muy buenos en esta zona. And this is like saying, there are lots of restaurants and some really good ones en esta zona, in this area. Cara asks another question about the restaurants.
¿Puede recomendar un restaurante en particular?
The key word here is recomendar. ¿Puede recomendar un restaurante en particular? Can you recommend one restaurant in particular? And of course he gives a very safe answer by saying,
bueno, todos los restaurantes son muy buenos.
Todos los restaurantes son muy buenos. All the restaurants are very good. Son muy buenos. We move on to a different topic of conversation now, and I ask, ¿dónde podemos averiguar qué hay esta noche?
¿Dónde podemos averiguar qué hay esta noche?
We're talking about entertainment, and I'm asking the question, where can we check? Averiguar means to check. ¿Qué hay esta noche? What's on or what there is tonight? ¿Dónde podemos averiguar qué hay esta noche? And the man suggests a way in which we can check exactly what's on.
Les doy la guía de ocio que les enseñará todo lo que hay.
Listen again.
Les doy la guía de ocio que les enseñará todo lo que hay.
So he's going to give us la guía del ocio. La guía is the guide, and ocio is entertainment, so the entertainment guide. Que les enseñará, that will show you, todo lo que hay, everything that there is. What does the man ask us next?
¿La quieren en inglés o en castellano?
He's asking us if we want the guide en inglés, in English, or en castellano, or in Spanish. Castellano, another word for Spanish, referring to Castilian Spanish. Castellano. Now, Cara says,
no importa.
No importa. It doesn't matter. But I suggest that there is a reason why we should have it in one of these languages. Listen to what I suggest.
En castellano, así podemos practicar nuestro castellano.
I suggest that we take it en castellano, that we take it in Spanish. Así, in this way, podemos practicar, we can practice nuestro castellano, our Spanish.
Muy bien, aquí tiene.
Pues, muchas gracias.
A ustedes, que lo pasen bien aquí en la región.
Que lo pasen bien. may you have a good time aquí en la región, here in the region. Okay, so that's us worked our way all through this conversation. It's been quite a long one and there's been lots to get into and lots to understand. Indeed, some of the phrases that the man used were said very quickly and using some words that you perhaps wouldn't recognise immediately. Let's listen to the whole thing again, and hopefully this time you'll understand most of it.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, buenos días. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Necesitamos alguna información sobre la ciudad.
Bueno, ¿ya tienen un mapa de la ciudad?
No, no tenemos un mapa.
Muy bien. Aquí tienen. Les enseño lo que hay de interés en el mapa de la ciudad.
Gracias.
Aquí está la oficina de turismo. La Plaza Mayor está al lado. Mañana hay un mercadillo de artesanía en la plaza.
Ah, sí. A mi madre le gusta mucho todo lo de artesanía.
Muy bien. Pues, a unos 500 metros de la Plaza Mayor tiene el Museo del Mar. En el museo se pueden ver colecciones de caracolas, marinas, cosas típicas de la zona y mucho más. Es muy interesante.
¿Está abierto hoy?
Pues hoy es martes y está cerrado. Está abierto de miércoles a domingo.
Quizás vayamos mañana entonces. ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada?
Es gratuito. No hay que pagar.
Muy bien.
¿Qué se puede hacer por la noche?
Bueno, depende de lo que quieran ustedes.
¿Dónde están los mejores restaurantes?
Pues miren en el plano. Estamos aquí y aquí está el puerto. Si le gusta el pescado y el marisco, hay muchos restaurantes y muy buenos en esta zona.
¿Puede recomendar un restaurante en particular?
Bueno, todos los restaurantes son muy buenos.
¿Dónde podemos averiguar qué hay esta noche?
Les doy la guía de ocio que les enseñará todo lo que hay. ¿La quieren en inglés o en castellano?
No importa.
En castellano, así podemos practicar nuestro castellano.
Muy bien, aquí tiene.
Pues, muchas gracias.
A ustedes, que lo pasen bien aquí en la región.
So hopefully you understood most of that this time round. Now, in each lesson of Unit 4, we're taking the opportunity to look at particular grammar points. And in this lesson, we're going to be looking at something fairly quickly, but something that's quite important. You know the phrase, me gusta. It means I like, although it doesn't really mean I like. Can you remember what it really means? If you say, for example, me gusta la música. Me gusta la música, you could translate it as I like music, but literally, me gusta la música means to me pleases music or music pleases me. Now, to ask someone, does music please you or do you like music? And we're going to use the informal version at the moment. You would say, ¿te gusta la música? ¿Te gusta la música? So, me gusta, I like or pleases me. ¿Te gusta, you like or pleases you in the informal version? We've already come across the formal version of you like or pleases you, and that is le gusta. Le gusta. So if you're asking someone that you don't know, le gusta la música, do you like music? That's the form you would use, le gusta. Now, in this week's conversation, Cara said, a mi madre le gusta todo lo de artesanía. So, my mum likes everything to do with artesanía, craft. She said, le gusta. And you'll be thinking, that's the same as the you polite form. And it is indeed. Le gusta can mean then, you like, in the formal form. He likes. Le gusta la música, he likes music, or music pleases him. Or she likes. Le gusta la música, le gusta la artesanía. She likes, or pleases her. And it's the same word that you use each time, le. You always understand what exactly is meant by the context in which the word is found. We'll come back to le gusta and me gusta and so on in future lessons. It's quite tricky, so we're not going to spend too long on it at the moment. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.